Basic Provisions of the Texas Real Estate License Act. The Texas Real Estate License Act, or TRELA, was passed in 1939. The purpose of the act is to protect the public against unscrupulous brokers and sales agents. Since the act went into effect, it has been unlawful for anyone to act in the capacity of, engage in the business of, or advertise or hold himself out as engaging in or conducting the business of a real estate broker or a real estate sales agent within this state without first obtaining a real estate license from the Texas Real Estate Commission. It is also unlawful for an individual licensed as a sales agent to engage in the business unless he or she is associated with a licensed broker. TRELA provides for two types of licenses to be issued, a broker license and a sales agent license. No one may hold both licenses simultaneously. However, a licensed broker may act as a broker and a sales agent. An active sales agent license may only be issued under the sponsorship of a licensed broker. A broker is responsible for all the professional acts of an associated sales agent. A sales agent must receive all compensation through his or her sponsoring broker. In addition, a sales agent is prohibited from splitting fees with anyone except through the sponsoring broker. A sales agent is not considered licensed and therefore may not engage in the business until his or her license is received in the sponsoring broker's office. All licensed brokers must maintain a fixed place of business in the state. It is not necessary to have a licensed broker at each location. If a broker wishes to terminate a sales agent's sponsorship, it must be done in writing, and the license must be returned to the Texas Real Estate Commission immediately. A sales agent whose license has been returned to the commission may not engage in the business until he or she has found a new sponsoring broker. A sales agent license holder who wishes to terminate his or her association with a broker must notify the broker in writing. It is important to remember that the main focus of the commission is to protect the public. Therefore, the rules and regulations are construed liberally with a view toward their purpose. The commission is not concerned with an agent's earnings and does not involve itself in brokerage fee disputes. Remember, federal law dictates that commissions are a matter of negotiation. Price fixing or any attempt to standardize commission amounts is a violation of the federal antitrust laws. The commission also refrains from becoming involved in disputes between brokers and sales agents. These matters must be solved through mediation, arbitration, or the courts. The License Act details the general topics that must be included in every qualifying real estate course taught by certified education providers. Section 11.01.004. Section Summary. Having established the definition of broker, sales agent, and brokerage activities, Section 11.01.004 establishes that a person who conducts these activities must have a license. Notice that it is not the mere receipt of a fee that triggers the license requirement. If one engages in these activities in anticipation of earning a fee, he or she is required to have a license. As stated in the Texas Real Estate License Act, anyone who, for another person and for a fee, commission, or other valuable consideration, or with the intention, or in the expectation, or on the promise of receiving or collecting a fee, commission, or other valuable consideration from another person, engages in a broad variety of real estate activities, must have a license. Thus, if you are a real estate sales agent, an attorney participating in a commission split, an auctioneer selling real property for compensation, an apartment locator, or if you sell, exchange, purchase, rent, lease, offer, negotiate, list, appraise, auction, buy options, aid, locate, procure or assist in procuring properties, you should be licensed attorneys licensed in other states, but practicing real estate in Texas, business entities through which licensed individuals operate their brokerages, and individuals or entities who control the collection of rent from residents of a single-family residential property must be licensed, the designated officer of a licensed real estate corporation, or the designated manager of a licensed real estate limited liability company must be licensed as a broker. Non-resident brokers must work through resident brokers. A foreign broker or a broker from another state may collect a commission from a Texas broker, as long as that broker does not negotiate in Texas. A commission may be paid in the form of cash or a gift. Example, $1,000 watch. Grace Section 11.01.005. Section Summary. Almost all activities relating to the sale of real estate for compensation require a license, and the requirements are strictly enforced. Notable exceptions to the requirements for licensure include: attorneys licensed in Texas may represent clients in real estate transactions without a license. Out-of-state attorneys must have a real estate license. Auctioneers may call an auction without the need for a real estate license, so long as no other real estate services are being provided. A good rule of thumb is to remember that if the auctioneer provides services related to the transaction after the gavel has dropped, he or she must have a real estate license. Exception number 6 is significant because the salespeople representing a new home builder are exempt from the license requirement. The sale of a property by the owner, for sale by owner, is an important exemption. Oil and gas transactions are exempt in 9A. The sale of a property in a foreclosure sale by a trustee under a deed of trust is exempt in 9D. Section 11.01.055. Section Summary, Chapter 6. One of the Business and Commerce Code allows a consumer in certain transaction to cancel the transaction until midnight on the third day after agreeing to purchase the good or service. This right is commonly referred to as a 3-day right of rescission. Section 1001.055 expressly exempts real estate brokerage transactions from this right of cancellation. Some real estate license holders may need additional licenses to facilitate their career choices. Inspectors, appraisers, mortgage brokers, and auctioneers all need a license to operate in their field. A real estate license holder may need a securities license if selling property that qualifies as securities, such as limited partnerships, real estate investment trusts, and shares in a brokerage firm. Subchapter B. Texas Real Estate Commission Section Summary. The legislature created the Texas Real Estate Commission, TREC, in 1949. It is a 9-member commission whose primary purpose is to carry out the provisions of the Texas Real Estate License Act. Commission members are appointed by the governor and approved by the Senate. Each serves for a 6-year term, except the chairman of the commission, who serves at the governor's pleasure. 6 of the members of the commission are broker members. They must have been brokers for at least 5 years before being appointed to the commission. The remaining 3 are public members. These individuals have nothing to do with the real estate profession in their personal lives. They are there to represent the general public. In order to facilitate the commission's obligation to carry out the provisions of the License Act, the commission has been granted powers by the legislature. The commission may issue sales agent and broker licenses, enact rules and regulations that have the full force and effect of the law, and advise with reference to these rules and laws, suspend or revoke licenses of those who violate the License Act, place a license holder on probation and require additional education, subpoena books, records, and witnesses, and if a license holder fails to respond to the subpoena, file suit with the Attorney General to enforce it. File an action against a license holder on its own motion. Assess administrative penalties of up to $5,000 per day against offending licensed and unlicensed individuals. Promulgate forms which are mandatory for license holders. Subchapter C, Executive Director and Other Commission Section, Summary. In the 1970s, the legislature created the Real Estate Center. Located at Texas A&M University, the center's purpose is to collect and compile data about real estate and matters relating to real estate in Texas. A portion of each license holder's annual recertification fee goes to the Real Estate Center to fund its operation. The center makes many fine publications, studies, and audiovisual materials available to license holders. Request a copy of their current catalog of accessible materials by calling 1-800-244-2144 or at www.recenter.tomu.edu. The Commission may solicit and accept a gift, grant, donation, or other item of value from any source to pay for any activity under this chapter. Subchapter E, Public Interest Information and Complaint Procedures, Section Summary. TREC is tasked with preparing and delivering information about itself and its functions to the public and to state agencies. TREC is in charge of overseeing and investigating complaints against license holders. As part of this process, TREC must make sure consumers are notified of the contact information of the Commission so that complaints may be filed. When a complaint is filed, give a summary of the available options as well as any relevant agencies or officials to both parties. Use a system to make sure complaints are addressed promptly. Keep records of each complaint with information about the parties, the subject matter of the complaint, the results of the investigation, and how it was dealt with. Make information about the process available. Notify the parties of the status of their complaint while the investigation is ongoing. TREC will investigate any written complaints fewer than 4 years old if evidence is provided and there is probable cause. The Commission may authorize a covert investigation if necessary. Otherwise, they will notify the subject of the investigation in writing. However, TREC may not act on an anonymous complaint. TREC will prioritize investigations based on the immediacy and degree of potential harm, how widespread it may be, and other such factors. If a claim does not have merit, the Commission may dismiss it. TREC will also investigate complaints against certificate holders. Information related to investigations is confidential, but may be disclosed to someone being audited, the subject of the complaint, expert witnesses or others helping with an investigation, law enforcement, and others under specific circumstances. The Commission will protect the identity of a complainant by removing any identifying information from the notices they send. However, once the complaint, investigation, or audit is dismissed or resolved, information the Commission compiled may be disclosed. TREC's policies must allow members of the public to appear and speak at any regular meeting, including those who do not speak English or have a disability. Subchapter F, Texas Real Estate Broker Lawyer Committee, Section Summary. The Broker Lawyer Committee has 13 members. 6 are brokers appointed by TREC, 6 are lawyers appointed by the President of the State Bar Association, and 1 is a public member appointed by the governor. This committee writes the TREC promulgated forms. Subchapter H, License Requirements, Section Summary. In order to obtain a Texas real estate sales agent license, applicants must meet all of the following licensing requirements: be a citizen of the United States or a lawfully admitted alien, be at least 18 years of age, be determined by the Commission fit to engage in the profession, meet the education requirements, submit application with or without a sponsoring broker, show competency by passing the state test, submit fingerprints to TREC using the TREC form. The educational requirements for the sales agent total 180 hours in qualifying real estate courses, 60 hours in principles, 30 hours in agency, 30 hours in contracts, 30 hours in finance, 30 hours in promulgated contract forms. The educational requirements for the broker are 900 hours. Of these, 270 must be in qualifying real estate courses. In addition, the broker applicant must have been actively licensed as a sales agent for 4 years, including at least one transaction per year, during the 5 years preceding the date of the application. When you complete an application for licensure, along with submitting the required fees to TREC, you will receive a certificate of eligibility to take the state exam. You will then have 1 year from the date specified by TREC to take and pass the exam. An applicant who fails the examination 3 consecutive times may not apply for re-examination or submit a new license application unless the applicant submits evidence satisfactory to TREC that the applicant has completed additional mandatory qualifying education. A sales agent license holder without a sponsoring broker is inactive, and may not receive commissions of any kind or practice real estate brokerage. Once licensed, the first renewal will require 90 hours of qualifying, continuing education within the first two-year licensing term. Evidence of continuing education must be submitted to TREC at least 10 business days before license expiration. After that first renewal, continuing education, CE, will be 18 hours every other year. Of the 18 hours, 8 hours will be a legal update as mandated by TREC license holders must take CE within the renewal period. Subchapter 1. Examinations. TREC will choose where and when the exam to become a sales agent or broker is offered. The broker exam will be more difficult than the sales agent exam. Study guides for the exam will be provided by TREC, and the exam must be taken within a year after submitting the license application. Results of the exam are normally sent within 10 days and are confidential. If you take the exam 3 times without passing, you must take more classes before taking the exam again. If it has been more than 2 years since your license expired, you must retake the exam. TREC has partnered with Pearson VUE to set the exams. Chapter L. Practice by License Holder Section. Summary. The License Act clearly states that license holders have no duty to ask about or release information about natural death occurring on the property or suicide or death by accident unrelated to the property condition. Any previous or current occupant who had, may have had, or has AIDS or HIV or a related illness. Subchapter M. Real Estate Recovery Trust Account Section Summary. The Real Estate Recovery Trust Account. TREC administers the Recovery Trust Account. The purpose of the account is to protect aggrieved individuals who suffer a monetary loss due to illegal acts of license holders. If a judgment against a license holder is uncollectible, the individual may apply to the Recovery Trust Account for payment. Payments can be made from the account only at the direction of the courts. $125,000 is the maximum per transaction, and $250,000 is the maximum on behalf of any one license holder. Maximum payment amounts are set by the legislature, not by TREC. If an amount is paid on your behalf, your license can be revoked or suspended. It cannot be reissued until the account has been repaid, with interest. If the balance is above the minimum, TREC invests the money to offset future claims. TREC invests in treasury bills and notes. Subchapter O. Administrative Penalty Chapter. Summary. If a license holder violates the Texas Real Estate License Act, the commission may, upon due process, revoke or suspend a license. It may also place a license holder on probation, assess an administrative penalty, and require additional education. The license holder is entitled to a hearing before disciplinary action is taken. If a license holder is not satisfied with the Real Estate Commission's decision, the license holder has the right to appeal to the State District Court in the county in which the hearing is held. If an individual engages in the real estate profession without first obtaining a license, he or she is guilty of a Class A misdemeanor, which, according to the Texas Penal Code, is punishable by a fine of up to $4,000 and/or up to 1 year in the county jail. The individual may also face a civil suit for damages filed by an injured party. Subchapter Q. General Provisions Relating to Liability Issues Summary. A license holder who has been disciplined by the commission is not relieved from civil and criminal liability. Brokers are liable to the commission, the public, and their clients for the actions of the sponsored sales associates and associated brokers.